This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour here on the DJV program, Doug, Jay, Victoria, Jennifer off for a couple of days. We're focused on what's going on as we always are here. I noticed I'm going to go to Victoria for this one because she's pretty good at understanding what's going on in the world of technology. A lot of people think crypto and technology go together like love and marriage. I don't know if it does, if that's real or not, but I do notice that there's a provision in this infrastructure bill, Victoria, that has sort of confused or stopped the discussion of the bill, and I wonder why that is. Is it because of the
tax?
A lot
of people are wondering this. The reason, when you think of infrastructure, you don't think of cryptocurrency.
No.
However, the reason that it is that it's lumped into this $1 trillion infrastructure package is because a tax on cryptocurrency is seeking to bring in $28 billion in new tax revenue, which is one of the ways to pay for the infrastructure bill. So that's why we're talking about crypto and infrastructure in the same sentence. It does seem weird. It is a little weird, but that's the reason it's lumped in. So the amendment needed unanimous consent to move forward, and it got an objection from a senator from Alabama, and then that prevented it from being adopted. So what the issue is, it's a provision that would broadly define the term broker. If you think of it in terms of stock, like if you call up your stock broker and you say, I want to sell whatever shares I have and I want to buy this, they have all of your information because you are their client. That doesn't exist for crypto, and so that's what they're trying to, it's in the weeds, and I don't want to bore people with this, but essentially they're trying to define the term broker, and it's the downside of this is, yeah, they're trying to figure this out, and the fear is that if they're too broad or too narrow with the definition of what a broker is for crypto, the concern among some crypto companies is that they will take their business overseas, lock out the U.S. customers, and shut down their operations, and then we won't be able to tax them at all, and then we're going to lose out on all of this revenue. So the Senate rejected this compromise on Monday to narrow the scope of what the broker means. And so now everyone's sort of looking to the House of Representatives, which could modify the language. And then let's be honest, the House of Representatives in many, many cases, because it's just essentially the body of the House of Representatives is a lot younger, they tend to have a much better grasp on this stuff than a lot of the Senate, because, if you think about it, remember when we saw...
The Senate's all a bunch of old fogies.
Well, and remember when we saw Mark Zuckerberg and sitting in front of the Senate and people were asking
about
an iPhone?
iPhone, Mark?
It's like, can you fix my printer? I mean, it's kind of like that, and so it's pretty embarrassing. So hopefully the House can come up with some sort of a compromise on this, and then it can move forward.
And the fate of the free world is in the hands of those people who don't know how to use an iPhone. Even I am aware of the intricacies of the iPhone, iPads, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But a lot of
people
those are not.
Hearings were, they made us an international laughing stock.
Yeah,
those videos went viral. Mark Zuckerberg sitting there going, Apple's not my company. I have Facebook. I mean, it was just so embarrassing. Mm-hmm. So hopefully the House can kind of figure out how to properly label these brokers, because they need to see that, like I said, when you call up your stockbroker, they have your bank account information, they have all of your information, and so in order for brokers to be a broker of crypto, they need the same identifying information for customers. So they just have to figure it out. It's still kind of the wild, wild west.
Sure is. Speaking of the wild, wild west, a lot of problems along the border. Apparently, we as a country have been sued over some of the conditions, the housing conditions that exist in Texas, especially the migrant teens that are being molested. They're being brought into service, if you will. This is something that's been a problem since this whole thing began, and the Biden administration has made an unbelievable mess out of this. So one wonders where it's going to go. I know that there are a lot of people who the people themselves, never mind the people that are overseeing, but the people involved, the anxiety level here, which if we hadn't opened up the floodgates again, would it be as high as it is? People were going back to their countries during the Trump years. You can say
well, but
you
see, the thing is, that's kind of a myth, actually. And when you really look at the statistics, there are so many. People are saying, oh, Biden's made a whole mess of this. There are so many, and this is not something he advertises widely, but there are most of the policies at the border from Trump he kept in place. Biden has kept them in place. So it's a myth to say that Biden came in with all new policies and everything went to hell because they're Trump's policies.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying,
he's made a huge mess of it.
Not getting into this country to the tune that people are getting into this country now in terms of numbers and the creation of whatever problems there are for these border towns. You go to Brownsville and those areas down there that are right on the tip, the border between Mexico and McAllen, those places, it's a nightmare there. The school system is broken, the public, whatever they can offer for public services, they're overwhelmed because they don't have the resources, and the federal government is just looking at them and say, well, we'll get to you. That's the problem I'm talking about, Victoria.
They've increased prosecutions to deter migration.
They shouldn't let the people in. But they've increased border deportations.
We're back up now to a very high level of deportation. So, I don't know. It's crazy. Biden's actually defending Trump's policies in court. And so, because now it's been 6 months, he's keeping them in place. And a lot of those policies, when Trump was in office, a lot of people said, well, those aren't legal policies. And now Biden is keeping them in place and defending them in court. So, again, these are Trump's policies. This is not all Biden. The border has been a mess.
That's always been a mess.
I don't know if there's a clear cut answer to it. We shut down the border because of COVID. It still didn't solve the problem.
Well, it wasn't as bad. I think in my mind, anyway, it seems to be a lot worse.
Well, people who don't live on the border, I think, like to think it's easy to imagine things better or worse.
We have stations down in that area, and they'll tell you that the situation is horrible. So, you know, it's whether you believe it's once again too political and not enough straight focus on what the problem is and how to fix it. And then you got while we're in Texas, I think it's worth a moment to talk about the Democrats who left the state to block the effort on the part of the Republicans to pass the new voter restrictions. And so now, what have they come back? Did they get arrested?
They're heading back. No, they're not going to get arrested. They're heading back. Yeah.
Where'd they go?
D.C.
And they went to D.C.
Yeah, they went to D.C. not wearing masks, and, you know, whether I know Dr. Jack disagrees with that, but, you know, they were on the plane not wearing masks, and then a couple of them got COVID and spread it around. So, yeah, that was a whole disaster. But they have the ACLU on their side that came out right from the beginning and said that they would pay for any, you know, bail or whatever was necessary to get them out. But it turns out that this district judge has actually signed a restraining order blocking their arrest, so they can go home and they can figure it out and have conversations and, you know, and debate the parts of the bill that they disagree with, and they won't have to be they no longer have to fear arrest for a temporary amount of time, and then they have to, you know, it'll have to be re-upped.
You know, a thought came across my mind thinking about people and what's the circumstance that we find ourselves in today, getting close to folks out of the bugs, the Delta virus, well, whatever the variant is, how does it get passed along? I'm having two weddings here on the Friday and Saturday, last Friday and Saturday of August. I was just thinking to myself, they're having a tent. One of the ladies who worked on the farm's daughter is getting married. So they're going to get married at the farm, and then they're coming to my house. I have a big, like, 4-5 acre lawn, so I'm going to set up a tent. And the next day, my niece's daughter is getting married here, pretty much the same thing. And I'm wondering, there are going to be hundreds of people wandering around here. what's it going to look like? What should it? Well, and I use that as an example of if any of you are planning this sort of event where there are hundreds of people around or going to an event where there are thousands of people, what do you do? Even if it's outside, this is going to be an outside venue. That's one of the reasons they're doing it, because it's outside.
Right, but, and there's still going to be people sitting at the table together, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good question, and I don't know. I mean, have they announced any precautions
for COVID? Well, I was just thinking about it, and I don't know that they have, or if they have, they haven't said anything to me.
I'd prefer that you stay away from it.
Yeah. Well, my children are all going to, both my daughter and my son are going to be here for the weekend because of the weddings, and I just am thinking, what's the right approach? It'll be interesting to see what they think is the right approach. 16 after the hour. Speaking of approaches, how about the approach that you have to taking care of yourself well at home? Do you have my pillows? Do you wash them? I was talking earlier today about all the bugs that get into your body, most of them through the pillows, pillowcases, and that sort of thing, those little mites that crawl around into your nose and into your mouth. Well, if you have a pillow that you can wash and dry, then you don't have to worry about that. You have to worry about the pillow. You have to replace it. Some of the regular pillows that are filled with down feathers and that sort of thing, you can't wash those. So that's a good reason to start with MyPillow and look at the pillows that they have. They have all different sizes and shapes and degrees of comfort. So you can start with that when you go to MyPillow.com, looking at the products there. And then you can look at their towels. When you get out of the shower, how are you feeling about the towel that you wrap your body in? Is the water being absorbed or is just being pushed around? You want it absorbed, then you want these towels from MyPillow. MyPillow towels. Every towel set comes with a couple of bath towels, a couple of hand towels, a couple of washcloths. It's a cool way of taking care of that need you have when you jump out of the bathtub and you want to be warm and you don't want to be wet. And this is the way to fix it. These are great towels, and there's a great buy on right now, usually $109.99, now $39.99, using our promo code DJV at checkout. Same thing is true for the pillows. You can wash them. You can dry them. A lot of people start with the pillows. They do the pillowcases, the sheets, and then after they've taken care of their bed, new mattresses even, then they go into the bathroom and take advantage of the things they can find in the MyPillow product catalog, which you can find at MyPillow.com. Check it all out. There are great bargains right now. And use the DJV code, depending on the item you're buying, 30 to 65% off right now, right here at the site of all of the fun. The products are in the MyPillow product catalog. Use the DJV code, the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a square there. Just enter DJV, and you'll see how much money you can save. Check it out today.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
Gonna miss you around here, Iris.
Olivia's best optometry technician is going back to school.
Did we get that new frame?
Her eye is already twitching about finding a replacement.
Ugh, this can't keep happening. We're gonna have to cancel appointments.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Three after the hour on the DJV Tuesday program. Doug Steffen with Victoria and Jay. We're going to get into the social media trending items, including who's performing at the benefit show for September 11th. That's coming right up.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's get to the next item of interest here on our long list of social media trending, trending items. Looks like we have a couple of hot shots ready to perform at the benefit show for September 11th. Who's in the list?
Well, this is the brainchild of Jon Stewart and Pete Davidson. So they're both also going to be performing Dave Chappelle, Jimmy Fallon, Amy Schumer, Jay Farrow, a bunch of other people from SNL, Colin Jost, Michael Che, Wanda Sykes will be there. This is going to be happening one night only, Madison Square Garden. It's the 20th anniversary for 9/11. It will be happening on September 12th. That's when the actual event will be. Pre-sale tickets go on sale Wednesday at noon. We'll run through at 10 p.m. Eastern Time Thursday, and then general tickets go on sale this Friday.
Mm-hmm. It's also thinking about what we're talking about with COVID, having it inside, one wonders what kind of problems they're going to run into.
They're a vaccinated only city. You have to prove your vaccination in order to go into any of those indoor venues.
When you buy your tickets, do you have to prove it?
I haven't done that yet. I don't know. You may actually have to just show it at the door. I'm not sure.
Or it may be one of those check boxes where you have to acknowledge that you've read through the terms and agree that you must be vaccinated. You must show proof of vaccination. It might be one of those. Then once you, like Victoria said, once you get there, you show proof. Has anybody, do you know anybody who's lost their proof of vaccination? Because my husband
lost the card?
Yeah.
No.
How do you, how do you prove? Yeah. Really?
Yeah, so that's the big question, because he hasn't found it yet. So it's like, well, how would you prove that you're vaccinated?
Mm-hmm. That is a problem.
I'm sure if you Google that, because a lot of people have probably already
lost. If you
lost
go to
them.
Where you got the shots, they probably have a record. As a matter of fact, I'm sure they have a record of you.
Yeah,
all
but what if you went
I would
to
think
a,
is there
a mega site
somewhere. Yeah,
and there is. But if you went to
a shot.
No, but if you went to a mega site like I did, they don't exist anymore. Mm. It was an empty shopping mall. So, yeah, there has to you have to probably go through the CDC.
Good luck.
Yeah.
That's things aren't looking too good for Joe Exotic. He's he says he's ready to die. Why? What's he got?
Well, he had revealed his prostate cancer diagnosis in May. He doesn't know if it's spreading. He had said he claimed that some doctors said it's spreading. He still is waiting to get checked to see if it's spread. But he said if it has spread or they find stage 3 or 4, he's not going to do chemo or anything. He's just going to let it take him. He said,
well, let me just give you a little insight into prostate cancer. Unless it's very, very, very aggressive, men who have prostate cancer and get it in their 60s can easily live to be 80 or 90. It is not something that's a death sentence unless it's very, very aggressive. A friend of mine died a few months ago who had it. He got it when he was 60. He died at 79. It was excruciating, some of the treatment that he went through, but still, it's the exception, not the rule. So I wonder if Joe Exotic is playing this for a little PR. I'm being a little cynical.
Oh, absolutely, for sympathy. 100%.
Right, there you go. 28 past the hour.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Want to hear some inside scoop? If your kids are as ready to go back to school as mine are, you've got to check out Kohl's. I got my daughters the cutest sew tops for under $18, JanSport backpacks for 25% off, and 30% off Levi's jeans for me. I even saved an extra 15% and picked up Kohl's cash. So, yeah, not sure who's more excited right now, me or the girls.
Flex style, 50% offer ends August 15th. Levi's coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's account for details.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com and for more on the happiness.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As some lawmakers in Washington will tell you, there's a lot of unknowns in the bipartisan infrastructure bill. It's still on the fast track for a vote Tuesday. Senator John Kennedy, the Republican from Louisiana, tells Fox News, this bill is littered with items that will tax his state especially hard.
They told us the bill was paid for. It isn't. We're going to have to borrow maybe up to $400 billion to pay for it. They told us there were no tax increases. There are. My state's going to have to pay $1.3 billion.
Bayer, the maker of Roundup herbicide, has lost another appeal of a jury verdict finding its weed killer causes cancer. It's a company's third consecutive appeals court loss of cases that have gone to trial. A California appeals court in San Francisco refused to overturn the 2019 verdict. A fourth Roundup trial began last week in San Bernardino, California. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With a minimal amount of support from Republicans, the bipartisan infrastructure bill could be voted on Tuesday. Republican Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana explains to Fox News why this bill is simply stupid.
Early on, I was a likely yes on this bill. I mean, you know, who's not for infrastructure? I'm for children and prosperity, too. But then I got a copy of the bill, and I realized pretty quickly that if you look up stupid stuff in the dictionary, there's a picture of this bill. They told us it was a real infrastructure bill. It's not. Only 23% of the bill is real infrastructure. The rest is Green New Deal and welfare. They told us the bill was paid for. It isn't. We're going to have to borrow maybe up to $400 billion to pay for it. They told us there were no tax increases. There are. My state's going to have to pay $1.3 billion in new taxes on our petrochemical industry. They told us, as you pointed out, that the Democrats were really wary of this bill, and that it would, if we passed this bill, it would make it harder for them to pass their $5 trillion tax and spending binge reconciliation bill. Well, if that's true, how come every Democrat voted for this infrastructure bill?
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Expectations are great results when you're thinking about something. I expect this to be a good radio program, and you're rewarded because, if I do say so myself, it's a good radio program. It is. Been on going for a long time. We have a lot of practice. And practice makes perfect. It's the DJV program. Jennifer off for a few days this week. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. I noticed that Jason Isbell is trending because he's requiring the concert goers that come to see him, his fans, they have to be vaccinated no matter where it is. I know we were talking about New York requiring it for all the venues there. You got to have shots and be able to prove it. And so, Isbell, what's his specialty?
He's country. He's a country artist and songwriter.
Okay. So, there's nothing. What's big about this? It's just that he's another guy that just says, you want to come to a concert? Get a shot. Right?
Yeah, exactly. And unfortunately, a lot of the country listenership, not everybody, but there is a big demographic that are against the COVID vaccine. So it's going to be interesting to see how things go. His thing is that he just wants people who are going to feel safer in a large crowd, full of strangers. And he also said he doesn't want any blood on his hands. If he felt that if he's not being responsible and he just allows everybody to come vaxxed or not, and people get sick with COVID and potentially die, that he feels like it would be his fault. So he's trying to do this. That was his reasoning.
That's being responsible. John Legend made a very similar statement, and he said, look, you know, we're going to be traveling around on tour, and wherever it's allowed in, you know, whatever the local government allows, like in New York City, you're allowed to say everyone must be vaccinated. Live Nation came forward and said all of their artists are allowed to say that if they want. They're supporting them. So I think that we're just going to probably find more and more for indoor venues, especially as we get into colder weather and more people are going back inside. We could end up seeing another huge wave, and Dr. Fauci and other experts have warned that because Delta keeps spreading and our vaccination rates are still lagging behind, that we are kind of setting ourselves up for maybe another variant that could be even worse.
Well,
so
here's the connection or the comparative here around the rest of the world. Even though Iceland is a lot smaller than we are, they have 96%, at least among women, vaccinated, and 90% of males over the age of 16 have at least one dose. We are at 70% for one dose, I think. Are we not in our country?
We are, maybe, yes. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Originally, when epidemiologists were saying that, you know, we would need to get to probably 70-75% vaccinated, and then that would basically slow down the pandemic. Well, because Delta is traveling so quickly and it's so transmissible, I was reading a thing last night from Reuters, and they're now saying that we're going to need 90-95% of the population vaccinated, fully vaccinated.
Well, that's why I brought up Iceland.
And it's not going to work.
Iceland,
we're not going to get there.
Had 8,700 infections. This is a small country. Listen, we all know there are only, other than Reykjavik, there's no population anywhere. But it's an interesting study. 8,738 infections. 30 deaths since May. Again, they have a 98% vaccine for women, 90% for men. Since May, one person has died in Iceland. And you'd say, oh, what difference does it make what goes on in Iceland? It just is a comparative. I think that that's the fact that there are all these people who are vaccinated and so few deaths. I know that the people who just don't want to get a vaccine, I mean, don't want to get the shot, for whatever the reason, and I know that a lot of you have good reasons, but that doesn't help the ongoing problem. And if you don't get, there doesn't seem to be another way. I like when people have strong objections and they express them and they tell us why they object to wearing a mask or they object to getting a shot. Great. So then what's your plan to keep from getting the COVID and or keep from spreading it? If you got a good, strong immune system, I got that. I felt I had a strong enough immune system that I wouldn't get it, but I got the shots anyway because I think it's the right thing to do. I don't agree with a lot of the, I think we over-vaccinate to the nth degree in this country. There's a vaccine for everything. I don't know what you decided. Did I ask you this before, Jay, when Mac was born, or what you've done for vaccines? If you care to share, you don't want to share, it's okay.
Yeah, he's up to date on all of his vaccines.
But what does that mean? What did you did the dog just say he's got to have all these shots, just take them, bing, bang, boom? Or did you ask about what they were and why they were necessary?
He has a pamphlet, and he asks. I have an option to say, no, I don't want him vaccinated. The pediatrician, he had his 2 months, 6 months, 12 months, then he's due for a next round coming up in October. Mm-hmm. And they're different things. So it's different.
Do you know what they are? Did you have them when you were a child?
Oh, yeah. Well, the ones that were available.
Mm-hmm.
Like chickenpox vaccine wasn't available when I was a kid.
Right, but isn't there some, like, crazy number of vaccines now versus when we were kids?
Yeah, there
right?
is.
It's, like, a That's lot more now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I even had him get flu shots. And the way they do flu shots for kids is it's broken up into two doses because the one full dose is too much for babies. So they do one dose, and then you come back a couple weeks later, and they do the second dose.
Mm-hmm. Just out of curiosity, how much of a risk, because, again, we didn't have flu shots when we were babies, but How much of a risk is the flu for a newborn? Or however old he would have been at that time.
Yeah,
they give you statistics like, okay, at 6 months old, this number of babies die from the flu, or this is, you know, important to get at whatever age.
Well, not actual numbers because I didn't ask, but when he was first born, he wasn't allowed to see anybody because he had no immune system until he got his first round of shots. Mm-hmm. And after his first round of shots, the doctor was saying, in terms of COVID, that the flu is his biggest concern. He's like, when it comes to COVID, your baby getting COVID and then giving it to you, that's the biggest concern for COVID. In terms of the flu is the most dangerous thing for your baby.
Mm. Okay, so that's a
and this was before
answer.
All the other variants.
It's all pulmonary
but yeah,
stuff.
So, the baby's flu is very, is
lungs
very dangerous
are not
babies.
Maturely developed when they are born. So here's an interesting thing. Would be I want to follow this. Let's not forget about this new. There's a new vaccine being developed in Germany called CureVac. They have joined the other three or four firms to create something that apparently has been tested in Germany and has pretty good results. But it does, to this point, provide, they say, better immunity to COVID. And so, but, you know, again, is there something that makes those who are vaccine hesitant to look at a certain vaccine and say, I'm going to take this one, I'm not going to take that one? I wonder if there's any of that out there. Do people who object to vaccines, have they done enough research to say to themselves, all right, I don't want the J&J, but I'll take the because remember, at the beginning, we didn't have a choice. So a lot of people said, no, I don't know what's in any of these. Now there's been a lot more information, a lot more study done of the difference between J&J and the Moderna and the Pfizer. And so now people say, well, I wouldn't take this one, but I will take that one. There is some of that. I don't know how much of it there is. But that was apparently what was going on in Germany. So the government said, okay, we're going to develop our own. And they hired this company, CureVac, to do it. And so they're ready to test it, so see where it goes, and make a lot of it and give a lot of it to people in the rest of the world that need it. And there certainly are plenty of those. The fate of the Fleetwood Mac organization rests at the feet of Lindsey Buckingham, apparently, again. The two main players here are Mick and Lindsey, and they apparently are talking again because there's so much money to be made if they all go out together. That's not what the headline is, but that's really what they're talking about. The last tour was Lindsey Buckingham wasn't in the last tour.
He was
right?
Not.
They paid him off to get rid of him.
Well, that
kind
he
of.
Sued them, and
yeah.
He got a very large settlement based on the profits.
Bucks.
Well, the rumor was that it was 14 and that it was really less than that. So it was a large settlement that he sued them for. And apparently, at the time, Stevie was the one who said,
right.
I will never be on stage with him ever again.
Right.
So it's, and I don't, and he hasn't talked to Stevie in a very long time.
He and
so
Stevie
Mick Fleetwood,
were not ever really married, but they lived together
no.
for a long time.
So, yeah. I mean, Mick may want Lindsey to come back because from his
money.
Quote, he said, well, no, it's music. So from what Lindsey was saying, that Mick Fleetwood, well, no, the tour made probably more money without Lindsey, to be honest. I mean, the tour
it?
Sold out. Oh, yeah. Because
well,
you had the guy from, I'm blanking on the names now. Mike Campbell from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and Neil Finn from Crowded House, and they did Crowded House songs, they did Tom Petty songs. It was a whole big thing. I had some friends who saw the tour and said it was great. And Lindsey Buckingham, a lot of people don't like him. I saw him with Fleetwood. I saw him with Fleetwood. He never shuts up. It's like he has to tell this long story before every song. And, the,
and he
you know,
pushes
just,
everybody out of the way or makes his guitar. If you saw the PBS special, I talked about that last week, watching the PBS special about all of them then and today. And it was, you know, obviously you could look at the footage and see when Buckingham came out on stage, he'd push, you know, he'd make more noise with his guitar.
Well, he's like, one of the best guitarists in the world. I mean, he's known for that. So
yeah,
I don't fault him for that. But he just, like, you know, the whole crowd wanted to hear Stevie talk more. And it was, she just deferred too much to Lindsey. So I think that there's so much bad blood between Lindsey and Stevie at this point. Even if Mick Fleetwood wants Lindsey back in the band, I don't know that Stevie would go along with it.
Yeah, and it just make it difficult. for everybody. They have what wonderful chemistry, though. They have the four of them. I watched a couple of. There was a concert they did down in Melbourne a couple of years ago that was on PBS. It was fabulous. Just the energy that they have. It's just kind
I
of almost.
I felt lucky that we saw them when they were together, you know, because it was before he broke up. It was that tour before that. And they were incredible. And it was one of the best concerts I've ever seen. But Christine McVie wasn't there. To me, I didn't care that she wasn't there because she's not my favorite. But yeah. A lot of people are saying to have all five of them back together would be nice. So I don't know. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, well, there's some food for thought, if you will. Speaking of that, Dr. Jack Stockwell, an important part of our DGB Health community, his podcast at DGBHealthShow.com, something you ought to check on every week. We were talking on the podcast that right now is available at DGBHealthShow.com or, in fact, wherever you get your podcasts, talking about certain standard processes, a company that makes really good supplements, all natural. And we talk about those with some regularity because Jack believes a lot in supplementation, and frankly, so do I. So we have a lot to talk about. We discuss outdated supplements and how likely they are to hurt you because, as you can imagine, I have a few around that are moderately out of date. But if it's made out of food, they ain't going to hurt you one way or another. So we also talk about the dangers of drinking coffee and that sort of thing. So it's Believable Health Conversation, DGBHealthShow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Peak O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour now. It's time for us to check in with Chuck Curry, our movie man. Movie Moments begins in a matter of moments. A couple of interesting new movies on the horizon. And, as you can imagine with Chuck Curry, he returns with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear with a moldy-oldy, goody-goldy reflection on a movie that he loves right after this. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. All right, you won't recognize this theme, even if you love the movie. I happen to be very fond of the movie because I love Gene Hackman. This is from Hoosiers, which was made, what, 1980 sometime, wasn't it?
86.
86, see, my memory. So why
I regard that as one of the very best, one of the very, very best on one finger, on one hand of the career of Gene Hackman. I love that. So the reason I bring that up, this is going to be, I'm going to veer into a little bit different territory here, Doug. My daughter's 15. She plays basketball, and so we go every day. We practice. Now I have two icing poles, which you know. One of them I have a TV in the back, a 65-inch 4K high-definition TV. And I, since I have a compulsive mind, I find myself watching the same movies repeatedly. Like, I'll give you an example. Almost every single day, the second half of Batman Begin plays. And I never get tired of it. I find myself watching Hoosiers almost every single day. And is every frame of that film, I think, is perfect. I never get tired of watching it. I enjoy it every single time I watch it, even if I watch it 30 times in a month. And it's interesting how there's certain films that have a repeatability, and that's one of them for me. I know when on cable, like when Shawshank Redemption comes on, I could watch that movie 100 different times.
Yeah.
Goodfellas, Godfather. Do you have any films you find that you never get tired of?
There are certain, most of the Hunt for Red October I can watch over and over and over again. There's a part or two or three actually in there that I love to see. I know what's going to happen, but I love the interaction of Sean Connery with
Alec Baldwin
and with what's his face, the captain. The whole thing sort of goes together for me. I can do that with a few others. True Grit, the original one, I can do that with.
Well, me, obviously, it's my favorite film, which is The Poseidon Adventure.
Right.
When I've done screenings of that film with audiences who I know have not seen it before, I'm still getting ready to watch that movie in a theater. I get goosebumps. I can't explain it. When it comes on, I get a charge out of it. I don't know if it's a reflection of my very young childhood, but whatever it is, I never get tired of that film. But I love Gene Hackman, and Hoosiers is an awesome movie.
And that's, by the way, the movie that he's in with Will.
Enemy of State. Will Smith. Yep.
With Voight, and that's a very good movie.
Yeah, good movie.
Watch that over and over again. All right, so Red Notice is coming out. Apparently, it's the most highly anticipated Netflix action film ever. The Rock and Gal Gadot, Ryan Reynolds. Yeah. Apparently, the chemistry between Gal Gadot and The Rock is fabulous. That's what you see in a lot of ways. But I'm not sure. Is it going to movies or is it going to be on Netflix?
Just Netflix.
I think it's Netflix.
Oh, my God.
Just Netflix. Yeah.
Nice damn.
So if it just goes to Netflix, is it a movie?
I can't wait to watch it. Yes, there are Netflix movies. Chuck, come on. Oh, my God. No. You guys. Seriously.
All right,
does it really count as a movie if it never plays in a movie theater?
Yes, it counts as a movie.
No.
I don't know.
No. All right, Ryan Reynolds, speaking of him, filmed a movie here in Framingham that opens up this weekend. It's called Free Guy. What do you hear about that?
I'm hearing great buzz on it. The reviews are through the roof, and they say it fits his comic talent perfectly.
Looks like kind of a Mondo Bizarro thing, at least the trailer that you see. All right, Chucker, good job. Thanks for standing up to the women. You got to hold your place.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.